11 Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority meeting to order. We are back to order. We are back on item 8, Director's Comments. Is Mr. Leonard here? Did I chase him off?
I saw him go that way real quick.
Take a brief at ease until our director.
Is your backwork
up? Ted and Sarah are bumping into each other in the hallway.
You did it, and it's working out good. At least you're sitting there for the meeting. Really? And what was it done?
Back on the record.
Back on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard, for joining us. Did you do 3 laps around the building?
Yes.
All right. Good deal. We're on item 8, Director's Comments, A, Director Status Report.
Okay, very quickly, Chair, just a quick update that we gave you. We are working on our new website, and we thank the board for any their comments so far, and we'll incorporate those in this month, and then we're hoping to go live in January. One other thing that Mike Gapsy was hoping that some of the board members have not chosen their new pictures for the website yet, so there's blanks that we have in our new website for the chair. For our new pictures that were taken.
I can report on that. Mr. Wilkin is having his photo taken this afternoon. And Mr. Butcher is having his taken on Friday. And you told Carson that the pic he chose was
pick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we're good.
So we're good on that.
I'll be there. Let's get out of this meeting.
Okay, that's a hint for me. Second, again, as we reported, on the Endeavor project, the rig is in the shipyard, and the upgrade modification contract has been signed. We're working with our partners on the condition subsequent, and I'll be sending out a more detailed report before the end of the year on the project.
Would it be just of interest? There's got to be pictures of this thing. Would you mind just having somebody send us a half dozen pictures?
I got 114.
Okay. just so when we talk about it to people, because it is of interest.
Yeah.
At least know what you're talking about. So, okay, thank you.
But anyway, okay. Our loan reports, project updates, the Callan report for our investments and the Polaris Fund. If the board has any comments, we have our staff here.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I have one quick question, and it's a summary question on the Polaris Fund to see if I can have frittered my way through this. The last page of it, which is the second to last page of the entire booklet, there is a total portfolio value. There's a little over $7 million, I'm assuming, went in, and there's a remaining value of $1.35 million. And then following further down, then distributions to date have been $5.932 million. Are those cash distributions or value distributions? Were they distributed in Botcon?
Just the $6,154,000, is that?
Uh-oh.
Where are you? And the answer is they are cap distributions because two of them were distributions of stock, and when we sold the stock, and for our purposes, we recorded it against the original $6 million at the net sales price. So
perfect.
There's a little bit of a discrepancy between how they valued and what we recorded. We were not allowed and still are not allowed to hold stock.
That was my question, and you answered it, and that's what I was driving at.
Okay.
So I learned something new today.
Okay.
At least two more quick items on the dashboard. I'm delighted once again to see it updated in here. I'm wondering if on scale, for the first items, which is unrestricted cash and securities, and the second item, which is funded loan participations, can you refresh my memory why we're not using a broader scale? Because to me, the difference between $428 million and $436 million is pretty close, and that's not necessarily a good thing that we're bumping up against that if we're coming up on fiscal a ways off the fiscal year. And it's just a one of scale, and I'm just asking to refresh my memory.
Part of that 428, and the target, of course, is 436, is that we're getting payments in, too. So as we're issuing debt, a target of around $50 million, we're also getting in $25 to $30 million in loan payments also against the principal. So it sort of balances itself out.
Okay. Thank you. And then the very last item that I, the second to the last item that I had, and again, these are just brief, anticipated funding as of 11/30/2011. It's right after the dashboard pie charts. We have Key Bank of Alaska, ADA portion, $1.62 million, anticipating funding 12/1, yet the funding expiration date is 11/24. I'm wondering what our internal requirements are. If we go over a date, is it usually notified? Because it looks like our funding, like this, may have become funded 6-7 days after the expiration date.
I would have to check on that, Chair and Board Member Sheldon. Without Chris here, and I apologize, she's downstairs. I could wrap her quickly, or we can...
This isn't urgent. I just, it's a question I had about policy and how we move procedure if there's notification of the board, if we've approved something and it expires, if we would keep an eye on that.
That particular one we would never see, though, because it's below $3 million.
Right, but, okay.
Thank you. I can definitely get a response to that.
I don't require a response because, as the chair just stated, we don't see this either anyway because it's under the...
Definitely a question there.
Okay. And the very last item I had in this category is, we've had a number of special meetings, so I'm just going to say a few meetings ago, we were nice enough to receive a summary of where projects were, and it was a scoring sheet. If we can call it that, I forget the appropriate title for it. I'm wondering if at the next meeting, if it pleases the chair, that we might be presented with that again, because we've been so busy, we've not really had a chance, in my perspective, to actually go through it. And this might be more selfish than anything, I personally didn't have time to go through that, and it would be nice to know updates, any changes in rankings, and those sorts of items on that.
And
that pleases the chair.
I lost my notes here, but in my my next comments, I was going to say that I was planning to give the board a more detailed report to send out at year end, and I was planning to include a new project sheet in that, and we will have one for the next meeting, too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
And along those lines, we're probably due for a conversation around a strategic plan for ADA, I think, is one of your items, and that would definitely be one of the key documents to review and go through in that strategic planning session. So I guess we can talk about that later. Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Any other questions on the director's status report? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Leonard. Moves us to item 9, board comments. Any comments from the board?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Two things. I see the meeting of January 26th. That'll be a teleconference meeting for me, just for the record. The other, back at our IPP, folks, I think I got this sent out to you yesterday, but this is the chart that Lisa McGuire brought up, and you got it yesterday. And I just refer you to it sometime just to look at it as I ran off at the mouth at the IPP meeting. This is a really very interesting chart, and it just followed through with this purpose. This is the price of oil here, and this is based on 610,000 barrels. But where you see red, that's when you go negative in the general fund balance. And so you can see here that our budget is balanced right here today. So it just kind of shows you that shows me two things. In spite of what we think is a lot of money in a general fund to spend, we are very close, relatively very close, to being upside down. This is my lane here. I just said, where does it have to be $1 billion upside down, and that's $84 a barrel. So, and the other piece here that is is sort of is a head slap. I used to carry around this card in my wallet, and I still had some left at home, but this is FY07, and here's that same chart, but just things are obviously a little different, but in FY07, break-even was $55 a barrel, so, and 782,000 barrels a day, and so we're at 600 and some, and we're up to 90, so we're being saved by, not by flow, we're being saved by the price of oil, global price of oil, today 110 or something like that. But it's we really do dance on the head of a pin in Alaska, and fortunately we have reserves that are far beyond anyone in the United States, and we're blessed with that. But we're not, while we're flush, we're not comfortably flush, and I think this chart that Hodge Finance does is one that people ought to look at a couple times a year. I know the legislators do, and I know the administration does. It's an excellent chart, and there's a lot of story on that chart. Well, one thing is kind of cool. Actually, you hear about the progressivity. See the blue has kind of got that little tail to it. Comes up. That's the progressivity part of ACES, which is kind of interesting. See how it starts to just accumulate. It's rolling in so fast right now we can't count it, but that won't be forever. So anyway, thanks.
Other comments from the board?
Hugh, I believe we got the schedule for meetings for the rest of the year. I think I have them on my calendar, and I appreciate getting those a year in advance.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
I know she worked very hard on that.
I just got to find a place to have them.
No, she's got to find a place to have them. No further comments, then a motion to recess the ADA meeting would be in order. There's an end to this recess and reconvene. Trust me.
Make a motion to recess.
Motion to recess. Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, is this a motion to recess or adjourn?
Recess.
Okay.
I put a motion, second by Mr. Sheldon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Okay. Do we need a 5-minute break?